Praise the Lord forevermore. Glory be to God. Good morning to you. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. I'm sure your week is already off to a wonderful start. And this is day 23 of our 50 days of blessings. Yes, we've been on for 22 days and today is day 23. And we're counting up to the night of blessings that is holding on the 12th of September 2025 at the Tafar Balewa Square. I'm sure you are getting ready. I'm sure you are creating your expectations. I'm sure you are set for a night of blessings. I want to read this morning from Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. It says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Glory to God. The path of the just is as the light that shines. You know, there's a light that shines in the morning at daybreak, and it keeps on shining more and more, increasing in strength until it is the light of the noonday sun. It gets brighter and brighter. That is the life that God has created for you to live. A light that from the beginning, that you know, you are shining, but the light, the intensity of your light keeps getting brighter and brighter, the radiance more and more, the spread more and more, until you are at perfect strength in the noonday sun. Do you know that some people have the experience of up today and down tomorrow? Some talk about stagnation. You know, they've been in a particular situation for a long time, things aren't working out for them, and they don't know what to do. They think perhaps this is the experience of others. But God's word shows us something totally different. The word says that our light is to shine more and more. As we go on in life, as we develop in life from one phase to another, we're supposed to be more impactful, more relevant, more successful. This is a life the man of God, Pastor Chris, calls upwards and forwards only. And that is a light, the life that God has given you in his word. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. It says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." That's amazing. Let's read it in the Amplified translation. It says, "And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you." Praise the Lord. What does that mean? That means that the moment you receive Christ, he begins a good work in you, a work of endless development. The impact of his word in your life, the work of the Holy Ghost in your life, is for your continuous success, and it will not stop until Christ returns. That means you should not expect that things should go bad for you. You shouldn't expect that there should be a regression. You should expect that every day, as the word of God is working in you, you should be more successful, more impactful, more glorious. That is the life of a Christian. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. And I'll read it first from the King James. It says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this. It says there's something we do that causes our lives to move from one level of glory to another. It is by looking at the word, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Now, the Amplified makes this easier to understand, and I'll just read it from the Amplified. It says, "And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the word of God." You see, the word of God is the mirror. The word of God shows you who you are. God's word is not just a book of instructions or a book of commandments or a book of history. It is a book that contains a picture of you, how God sees you. And as you look into the word, you look into it as a mirror, you see yourself. Something begins to happen. That's what Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 was referring to. The work of God in your life. Now, let's go on. It says, "As we behold in the word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor." Oh, and from one degree of glory to another. "For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." As we look into God's word, we are transformed into the very image that we see. And it is with ever-increasing splendor. Think about your life being a life of ever-increasing glory, a life of ever-increasing radiance, a life of ever-increasing success. And this is to continue until the Lord returns. You need to learn the Word of God. You need to know the Word of God. There's so much in God's Word that as you see it, it transforms you. That is the beauty of God's Word. And that's why the first thing I want to talk to you about today is being born again. Because what the Lord begins in your life is from the moment you get born again. He says, he who began a good work in you, when does that work begin? It begins the moment you give your life to Christ. So today, the first thing is to give your life to Christ. And in the next few minutes, Pastor George is going to be online and he's going to talk to you and tell you how to give your heart to Christ. And from the moment you do that, the work of God begins. This work that is from glory to glory, this work that is shining brighter and brighter, this work that is perfecting the work of God, you will begin and you will discover that you are on a journey of upwards and forwards only. A journey of ever-increasing glory, ever-increasing splendor, ever-increasing grace. That is the life that God has brought to you. And during the Night of Blessing on September 12, 2025, we're going to be sharing the Word of God with you. Yes, the Word of God that transforms. We'll be sharing God's Word with you. We'll be ministering to you in the power of the Spirit of God. We'll be applying the Word of God in a way that will be relevant to your situation today. You don't want to miss it. Right now, send us an SMS or call on 090-764-15312 to let me know that you are planning to be there. Call, send that SMS and confirm your seat reservation. Let's know you're going to be there with us and we'll begin to prepare for you. We have our bus transportation arrangements from all over Lagos. We need to know where you're coming from, where we're going to be dropping you back to. You may want to find out about the security arrangements that have been made, what has been put in place for you. Call now and let me know you are going to be at the Night of Blessings. And I know that the Word of God you will receive will begin a new thing in your life. That's something that God does. From time to time, He gives you a word that elevates you. He gives you a word that promotes you. He gives you a word that moves you forward, that advances you. That is the kind of word we're going to be receiving at the Night of Blessing. Start planning now. You may have never been to such a program before. You've never been to an all-night program, or you have never been to the TBS, or you have never been in a gathering of so many people, but there's always a first time. Yes, and you know what? To have something you've never had before, you've got to do something you've never done before. Perhaps this is that thing that you need right now for a new season of your life. I'm expecting to hear from you today. Don't forget, God's plan for you is upwards and forwards only. Ever increasing glory. Thank you very much for listening. Please stay tuned for Pastor George. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for the truth of God's word that you share with us. Today, we declare that there is no stagnation in our lives. Rather, the path of our lives is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter, even unto the perfect day. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received those words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, as we receive Christ, He begins a good work in us, giving us a life of endless development because the Holy Ghost works and produces continuous success in us. And this He will do until the Lord Jesus returns. But you have to be born again and know the Word of God for yourself. Now, the Word of God shows you who you are and reveals to you that your life is a life of ever-increasing glory, ever-increasing radiance, ever-increasing splendor, ever-increasing grace. And God's Word elevates and promotes you. Glory to God. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, I have two testimonies to read to us today. The first testimony is from Mr. Fashanu from Kajola in Lagos State. He said, just as the year began, I was on the edge, already thinking about how to fix up bills that were waiting for me concerning my school. Then a day of blessings came. My expectations were high, he said. And 2 days after the program, I got a call that I had been referred by someone I worked for in the past year and that I was fit for the job that was being recommended. He said I was awarded the job with additional money because my referee was pleased with the previous job I did for her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the second job is from Peace from Ekutu. She said, my heartfelt appreciation to the highly esteemed Pastor Diola Phillips for the transformative impact of a day of blessings, which has been a turning point in my life. Despite being out of work for more than 6 months, I participated fully in a day of blessings, and this brought a miraculous change into my life. A call, prompted by a casual reference from my sister, led to an unexpected opportunity. I'm now entrusted to secure properties from someone entirely unknown to me. This miraculous opportunity, which has led to closing deals, is a testament to the power of prayers and the blessing received at a night of blessings. Indeed, miracles are real. Glory to God. Isn't that amazing? Congratulations. God bless you both. Now, if you are not yet born again, I would like for you to pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. And we thank you, Father, for the ministry of your word. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives. And we declare that they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again, but we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. So please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. That's 0907-641-5312. And if you have any questions or prayer requests or testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, you can also reach us on that number. That's 0907-641-5312. And we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025. Starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is a night you will never forget. It's a night of transformation, a night of the word, a night of praise and worship, a night of miracles, a night of healing, a night of salvation. And I'm sure you don't want to miss this. So remember, a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. So for your free seat reservations and other inquiries about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And if you stay in Lagos, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements for you to bring you to the venue of the program. So please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say